Our first speakers are going to, our speakers tonight are going to share some of their experiences with you tonight. And our first speaker is Georgina.
Hello, everybody. Lily Simpson. Well, my speech is going to be kind of long because for a while I was the only speaker, so I kind of made three speakers. But now we've got Marcus and Jeff who came in, and so it's really good to have Marcus with us because mine is quite serious. It's quite about the lessons we learn in classes. So for those of you who don't know, it's some of the things that we are taught by Millie and actually our classmates. This is my personal learning, but I don't just learn from Millie. I learn a lot from my classmates too. Like Dawn just saying to me, "Boy, Georgina, you're really a good singer," and turns blushing red and laughs, you know. And he reminded me when I graduated from high school and somebody on the side of me said, "Georgina, could you not sing, please, because you're throwing us off tune." And I think that's what Dawn was referencing to. Anyway, I love my Monday night classes. It's so fun. I think what I've taken from the classes over the years and with my classmates, that Millie has made me realize what it's all about, and that is growth of the soul. And everything that we learn is really for our soul to grow, and I think that's what she wants us all to learn, and I certainly have had my soul growing, and still plenty to go. But the way our soul learns to grow is by practicing. We can practice at home by ourselves if we want to, or you can come to classes and be with other people and get more practice in. I have read some of these things that I'm going to read from you came from an angel wisdom book, but they are so much like the same thing that I've learned from Millie that I just have to incorporate some of this in my talk. And one of it, and on the subject of practice, it said, "Practice, quote, tell me, I'll forget, show me, and I'll remember. But involve me, and I'll understand." And I think that's what part of the classes is being. Coming to forum helps you. Coming to classes really involves you, and therefore helps you to understand what it's all about. Anything worth doing is worth practicing. Practice is great for freeing yourself to exploring new ways of doing things. If you are practicing, it means you've given yourself a chance to play at something. You'll get it right, whatever that means to you. Practice allows us to be one with the divine and involved with life. And on Anna's theme of united, I thought, well, what, there's so much involved in our classes, so many things that we learn. So I took the letters united and picked some of the words. Although there are many things that we learn, I came up with U is for, and this is all part of our class learning, U is for unpredictability. N is for natural. U is for intuition. T is for teacher. E is for energy. And D is for discernment. So we've got U, unpredictability. The angels have a reminder for us, quote, "Scientific progress depends heavily on the unplanned collision of ideas." So many of us feel uncomfortable with the idea of unpredictability. But the angels honor unpredictability as a source of new vision, insight, and order. In science, for instance, the unplanned collision of ideas gives ways to planned formulas for improving the whole lot of human mankind. It's often through the unpredictable that the angels do their best work. We may, for instance, find the ideas and answers we've been seeking in the most unlikely places. So the angels encourage us to welcome the lively energy of the unpredictability into our lives and to remain open to the unplanned inspirations and solutions that might, if we're not too scared, to just take a peek, be just around the corner. So in this unpredictability, I seek not to predict, but to know through experience. And that's by taking the classes. N for natural. The angel reminder for natural is we each have a natural way of being what flows with the course of nature. When we are acting from our natural state of being, we are without affectations. An affectation is a behavior that is put on for display for pretense. It does not come from a genuine place, and it is not necessary in our lives, although we may think that it is. When we cultivate affectations, it is usually because we are afraid to be who we really are. We feel unsure of our inner value, and we believe that we must present and face another down the world. Let me try to get this again. We feel unsure of our inner value. See, I don't have this problem. I am totally natural. We feel unsure of our inner value, and we believe that we must present a face other than our own to the world in order to be accepted. So not true. There's nothing artificial about the angels. They are our humans' most valuable natural resource, for they promote the sacred qualities of love, compassion, truth, and genuineness that brings us to accord with the Creator. It's natural for us to receive these qualities and to cultivate them in our lives. And so my angelic reflection is that I will allow the natural qualities of heaven to prevail in my life. So we've got UN, the next letter is I, and that's intuition, something else that we pay attention to in our classes. An angel reminder when searching for truth, do not despair, let intuition lead you. The angels have supplied us with all the navigational equipment we need along the journey of life. Perhaps the most powerful item is our intuition, our inner knowing that if we trust it, will keep us on the right track, out of the brambles of distraction and toward our soul's purpose. Intuition is a multi-purpose tool. It can help us with indecision and confusion, alert us to danger, and point the way to the unfamiliar and sometimes frightening territory of a new experience. Our intuition is always available to us. Just have to practice. Only if we choose to heed it, also. How many times have we disregarded that little warning voice inside and done something that we later regretted? Learn to listen to your intuition. The quieter you become, the louder it will speak. Then do not be afraid to follow it. It will always lead you in the right direction. And my angelic reflection is, my intuition is one of my most powerful natural resources. The more I trust it, the surer I will be my footing on the life of, path of life. And T for teacher. An angel reminder, the angels are your spiritual helpers. And it's important to use their help, regardless of what spiritual teachings that you are investigating. The angels point to God. They don't want us to focus on them, but rather on the nature of God. Many spiritual teachers and teachings also point to the divine, and it is important not to confuse the teachers with the message. Some teachers may want you to confuse them with the divine, so use discernment. There are teachers for each level of awareness we reach. All teachers can be of value. All teachings can be of value. A passive student will rarely ask questions. They're quite happy just to be told what to do and how to learn. Millie doesn't like it that way. She likes us to be active students. That's why we have the classes, so we can be actively involved. The angels want us to be more active in learning about life and to remember that we are all teachers for one another. And teachers, too, have to keep learning, for the unfed mind devours itself. That's what I was kind of saying about my classmates. I learned so much from them. They are my teachers also. An angelic reflection for this is, I will seek to understand the nature of things and find the essence of spiritual teaching. And E was for energy. An angel reminder, every moment of our lives is a response to and a generation of some form of energy. We constantly broadcast and receive energy, not only verbally, but also non-verbally, through our thoughts, our emotions, and our language, our body language. The angels encourage us to become aware of the effect we have on others and the similar effects that they have on us, though this is often unconscious transmittal of energy waves. We will be less vulnerable to our outside influences and more in touch with our own choices. We can tune the energy that constantly pulsates in and around us to a higher, purer vibration. One of the things that we learn to do in classes, bringing the energy up. By becoming more conscious of the thoughts and feelings that we are sending out into the world, and by trusting our inner guidance and intuition, we will be better able to sense and interpret existing energy, and to send and receive the kind of energy that we desire. An angelic reflection, my unspoken thoughts and feelings have a powerful effect on my life and on the lives of those around me. And last in the word united, we have the letter D. And I chose the word discernment for the letter D. And the angel reminder for that is, the road to hell is paved with good intentions that have not been balanced by good sense. One of Aesop's fables tells of a woman who brings a frozen snake into her home, thaws it, and treats it well, only to have the snake bite her after he regains his powers. While dying from his poison bite, the bewildered woman asks him, how could he have done such a thing? After she'd taken such good care of him and shown him so much kindness, the snake reminds her that he is a snake, and that's what snakes do. The snake in this fable is a wonderful metaphor on several levels. Not only is he, like many people, dangerous by nature, but his venom is the poison we feel when those we intended to help take advantage of us. Like Aesop, the angels want us to be wise and discerning when giving and caring for others. Many times we get into trouble when we give too much, and to those that we have not asked for our help or have asked for it, but are likely to take advantage of it. The angels give constantly, but they never get into trouble because they only give when asked by those who are ready to receive their gifts. Have you taken any snakes in lately? Have you allowed someone to take advantage of your kindness or your sympathy? Or shared your soul with someone not interested in your highest good? If you come to classes, Millie and everyone in the classes only want what's for your highest good. So you have that every week if you come to classes. When you have doubts, stop and ask the angels for insight and help. They seek to protect you from snakes, but they can do so only if you cooperate by respecting and safeguarding your own gifts. So my angelic reflection is, with the help of discernment, I can safely act with kindness and compassion. And in coming to a close, I would like to remind you again of the point of my talk is to practice. And the more we practice, the more effortless and natural living a good life will be. So I promise myself that I will practice getting involved in life, love, and laughter. And one of those ways is being at Forum and being at Millie's classes. And this will feed my soul, and it will grow. My heartfelt thanks to my classmates. I laugh and live and everything in classes, and they ground me. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, Georgina, for the words of wisdom.